The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In my heart. The Jews murmured against Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, most Reverend Bishop Kakanis, it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Confirmandi, please stand. Bishop, it is with tremendous joy that I present to you the confirmation class of Corpus Christi Parish 2021.
Thank you very much, Father Chris, and please be seated. You know, since I arrived here at Corpus Christi, Stacy and Father Chris have been telling me how well prepared these candidates are. So now it's time to see how well prepared they are. So Clayton Pertreville, would you please stand for just a second? How are you today, Clayton? Are your parents Joe and Amy Pertreville? And does Joe happen to work for the diocese? Well, you know what he said to me before Mass, Clayton? He said, "Bishop, are you going to ask any questions today?" And I said, "I think I might." And he looked at me and he said, "Make sure you ask Clayton so you can take care of him after Mass, all right? Thank you. Thanks, Clayton. How about Christelle Angela De Los Santos? Would you please stand for a second, Christelle? How are you today? You've had better days, right? And Anthony Guile, would you please stand for just a second? I think someone from your family just passed out, I think, Anthony. All right, here's your question. Which one of these is not or has not been a pope in the church? Angelo Roncalli, Giovanni Battista Montini, Carlo Votia, Jorge Bergoglio, or Christopher Orndorff? I know this is not easy, so take your time. What do you think, Christelle? You're thinking a little bit, Anthony? I'm sorry? You can phone a friend, certainly. If that friend is available. What do you think? Christopher Orndorff? You agree, Anthony? At least you'll go along. Very good. Congratulations. We all know Angelo Roncalli was Pope John the 23rd, who was the originator of the Vatican Council. And Giovanni Battista Montini was Paul VI, who completed the Second Vatican Council. Carlo Botti, of course, was Pope St. John Paul II. And Jorge Bergoglio is, of course, our current Holy Father, Pope Francis. Now, Father Christopher is indeed a good pastor and a good priest, but not yet a pope, but vamos a ver. Now, that was sort of a softball question, right? Now we get to the tough one. And actually, I had a confirmation recently, Father Chris, where I asked this question, and regretfully, the two candidates could not answer the question. So, of course, they could not be confirmed. I mean, their parents were devastated. There was even a grandmother in tears, but that's sort of how it goes. So, Isabella Heffernan, would you please stand for just a second? How are you, Isabella? And Mario Ashraf Sharif. All right, here's your question. I want for you to recite for me the first six ecumenical councils of the church. I'll give you a minute to think about it. I'll even give you a clue. Nico, F, Cal, Co, Co. And without even a moment's hesitation, Isabella would begin by saying, Nicaea, Constantinople, Ephesus. She would throw it over to Mario, who would say, Chalcedon, second Constantinople, third Constantinople. And they would be exactly right. So let's show them our support. So Ashley Tapia, would you come up here for just a second? And Diego Ashashreef, would you come up here for just a second, please? You know, these have been some incredibly difficult times, haven't they, with this pandemic? It's not been easy. It's been with us, it seems like, centuries, even though it's really about almost 2 years. And we're still struggling with this pandemic, right? So it's affected all parts of our life, really. For example, Ashley, what do you think has been difficult for you during this pandemic?
Going to school online.
Going to school online, not much fun. Can't be with our friends. You're looking at this screen all day, and it's frustrating. It's been discouraging, and we hope we don't have to go back to that. You know, this pandemic, Diego, has kind of stolen a lot of things from us. What do you think it's stolen from you?
Well, I play football, so that kind of...
Yeah, all our sports, all our activities, those things we love doing. Online school. All these things have been affected, not only in our own country, but around the world. This has been an incredible experience that surely we'll never forget. We're still wearing masks because of how complicated this new variant is. And so, you know, it's been a difficult time. But you know, today, at your confirmation, you're going to be given some incredible gifts to help you to deal with whatever happens in life. For example, Ashley, you're going to be given the gift of wisdom. What a great gift wisdom is. And the gift of right judgment. Have you ever made a dumb decision in your life? You have. I'm sure your family would agree. We all make dumb decisions. But you know, that gift of right judgment is to help us among all the choices in life to choose what is for better and avoid what is not. I don't know if you remember this, Diego, maybe our grandparents would remember at confirmation it was always the custom of the bishop to slap the candidate in the face. And we're not going to do that today, Diego. But you see, that slap was meant to say that you've got to stand up for what you believe. You can't be pushed around this way and that, but you have to be able to say no to drugs and no to violence and no to making a fool out of any other human being. You know, none of us know what's ahead for us in life. If you listen to that reading from Deuteronomy, it talked about Elijah. Elijah was frustrated. He was discouraged. He was upset. He just wanted to die because life had become so difficult for him. And life can sometimes become difficult for us. Maybe a sickness, maybe losing a job, maybe not making a team that we thought we would be on. There's disappointments in life, frustrations in life. But these gifts of right judgment and courage and knowledge and reverence and wonder and awe, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you're going to receive today, are helping us to deal with whatever occurs in life. We don't have a lot of choice about what happens. None of us chose the pandemic. But these gifts can help us to work our way through. So let's show Ashley and Diego our thanks for being good sports today. Thank you. Now, Aiden DuPont, would you please stand for just a second? You thought you were safe, Aiden, right? Now, were you baptized as a baby? How old were you when you were baptized? 10. Well, then you probably remember this. At that time, the priest or deacon who baptized you asked you some questions. And maybe you had a chance to answer those questions, but if you were a baby like most of our candidates today when they were baptized, they couldn't answer the questions because all they could do was cry and maybe a few other things. And so their family had to answer. But today, Aiden, I'm going to ask you and all of your friends the very same questions that were asked of you at your baptism. Only today your sponsor is not going to answer. Your family is not going to answer. But you yourself will say, I do. And I hope you do that with confidence and conviction. So I'd ask all those who are going to be confirmed today, if you would please stand with aid. And since this is Sunday when we recite our creed, I'm going to invite all of us in church if we would stand with these candidates for confirmation, as we too renew the promises we made when we were first washed in the waters and became a daughter of God, a son of God. And so I ask you this morning, do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? And do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? And do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, who rose from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father? And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, who came upon the apostles at Pentecost and today is given to you sacramentally in confirmation? And do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? Amen. Well, this is our faith. This is the faith of the church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so I'd ask all to be seated except for our confirmands and their sponsors. You know, all of you have picked someone to be a sponsor, and I mentioned why a few of you picked the person that you did. I'm sure if we had time to ask each of you why you picked your sponsor, you would say you look up to them, you respect them, you see them as trying to be a disciple of Christ. I mean, sponsors, you're not perfect, nor am I, but they see you as someone who can guide them in their spiritual journey. And so I know you stand proudly next to your confirmand. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in baptism, God our Father gave the new birth of eternal life to his chosen sons and daughters. So let us pray to our Father that he will pour out the Holy Spirit to strengthen his sons and daughters with his gifts and anoint them to be more like Christ, the Son of God. And I'd ask our sponsors now to take your right hand and place it on the right shoulder of the person that you are sponsoring. And Father Chris and I will raise our hands over those to be confirmed, and in silence, call upon the Spirit to enter more fully into their lives. All-powerful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, By water and the Holy Spirit, you freed your sons and daughters from sin and gave them new life. Send your Holy Spirit upon them to be their helper and guide. Give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of right judgment and courage, the spirit of knowledge and reverence. Fill them with the spirit of wonder and awe in your presence. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so please be seated. You know, during our confirmation this morning, I ask all of us in church if we might pray for each one of these women and men as they are confirmed. Let's pray that they would live their lives well, not waste their lives, but live them in the Lord. You're the first Hildegard, I think our only Hildegard today. You've been reading up on Hildegard, Sophia? And of course, your name means wisdom, right? So you're going to have all this wisdom. Hildegard, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And peace be with both of you. And they're going to take the name Barbara, St. Barbara. Who's your sponsor today?
Rhoda.
Rhoda, nice to meet you. Are you a friend or a relative? Or?
Close friend of her.
A good buddy. So now there's a special bond between the two of you, right? Barbara, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And peace be with both of you. Congratulations. So did you start already at college, or you're going to?
No, I start
next week. You going to live there?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Kim is going to be there to encourage and support and push if necessary. And you're going to be Anne. Let me see your Anne Marie. Anne Marie, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. Barnabas, one of the apostles. This is Uncle Chuck. Is he a good guy? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he's proud to be standing with you. He's a man of great wisdom, I can see. Barnabas, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. How are you, Isaiah? Isaiah is a great prophet of the Old Testament, right? And you're going to be Thomas. Now, there are a lot of Thomases. Which one are you? Thomas Aquinas, Thomas More? Thomas Aquinas. I'm actually a bright guy here. Is he, Brenda? Thomas, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. So you don't think Father Chris is capable of being the Holy Father? Who's your sponsor today, Anthony? I'm sorry? Is she a friend or? A cousin. All right. I'm sure she's happy to be standing with you. And you're going to be Anthony. You know, we pray to Anthony when we lose things, right? Father Chris is always praying to St. Anthony. Do you want to hold your hair up a little bit? Anthony, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. Stay involved now. Okay, let's go over here. Sorry for picking on you. Is that all right? Actually, Father Chris told me to do that. And who's your sponsor today? Hi, Jennifer. Is she a friend? Good buddy. All right. And your name is going to be Gianna. Gianna, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. How are you, Clayton? Your father didn't really say that. I made that up. Who's your sponsor today? Hi, Grandma. Sir, Grandma's very proud. Rightly so. You're going to be Albertus Magnus. You want to hold your hair up a little bit? Albertus Magnus, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. Let's see. This is the... How are you, Diego? And you're going to be Sebastian. And what happened to poor Sebastian? He got a couple of arrows in him, but he's the patron of athletes, right? What do you play football, I guess. For who?
Sabino.
I don't know if Sabino or South Point will win out on this. I'm not sure. I don't hold your hair up a little bit. Who's your sponsor? Hi, Vicente. Congratulations. Have you done this before? He's doing pretty good so far, right? Okay. Sebastian, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. Didn't even give you a chance to answer that question. Right. Who's your sponsor today?
Aunt Teresa.
I'm sure Aunt Teresa would come to the ref. She must be favored, Aunt Teresa, to be your sponsor. And you're going to be John. Which St. John? John the Beloved? John the Apostle. John, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. And where were you baptized, Aiden? Right here. Father Chris do it? And who's your sponsor today? Is he a friend or? All right, you're walking the journey together. Excellent. Christopher was one who showed the way. Christopher, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and peace be with both of you. Congratulations. Let's show all our newly confirmed our support. So let's stand together now as we offer our prayers of petition to our loving God.
Good and gracious God, you hear our prayer.
That all who are ill in body, mind, or spirit will experience God's healing touch through those who offer them care.
Good and gracious God, you hear our prayer.
That all who are traveling will find their journeys rewarding and be brought home safely.
Good and gracious God, you hear our prayer.
That members of our community will be imitators of God, kind, compassionate, and forgiving.
Good and gracious God, you hear our prayer.
For those on our prayer chain and in our prayer basket, and for all who are in need in the healing touch of Christ, pray aloud the names of those who need healing.
Good and gracious God, you hear our prayer.
For all who have died, and for those grieving their loss, pray aloud the names of those who have died.
Good and gracious God, you hear our prayer.
Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of the Spirit bestowed upon those confirmed.